All right, on what'll be a busy 9 o'clock hour, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. We'll get to our pro football picks, drop of the week, and a lot of calls this segment. Let's also get right to the Twitter poll questions of the day and round them out as they're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, John, first poll question. Who wins the series, Phillies or the Metropolitans? James, are they officially the Metropolitans or are they the Mets?
I think they're the Metropolitans, aren't they?
Or is that just too?
Yeah, I always thought they were.
Why?
It's like the Knickerbockers and the Knicks, right?
Mets is short for, yeah.
What do you mean official? Yeah, they're the Metropolitans. That's the long version of what Mets is.
And the Knicks are still the Knickerbockers?
Well, that's what they're, that's what they're named after.
Just like you are Joseph, but we call you Joe.
I was just asking. I didn't know.
Yeah, there's like a long, fancy version and then the short version. The familiar version.
Fair enough. All right, so, John, I have the poll results. Who wins the NLDS? How do you think the results came in on Twitter?
It's got to be 90% Phils.
84% Phils. I did wonder if our poll would make its way up to New York. You know, Twitter can work that way.
Well, I think it must have to some degree, a little bit.
Maybe.
Some people.
Maybe.
You know,
people are like, hey, look at this Philly radio station. Let's jump in on their poll.
Sure. They want to ruin it.
You know? All right. So, second poll question. What concerns you the most about the Phils-Mets series? Four choices. Phils' bats go cold. The Mets are hot. Topper decision-making or rust from the bye and the layoff? Which wins this poll, John?
I'm going to say the bats going cold is everyone's biggest fear.
61%.
Wow.
27% a Mets hot team, 8% rust from the layoff, and 4% Rob Thompson. Look, I was very encouraged when we talked to Rob Thompson yesterday that he does sound of the mindset to make changes faster if need be this year. You know, you got to make quick calls in the moment, in games, certainly prior to the next game if need be. And just get some guys out of there if they're struggling.
I mean, I've been encouraged by the fact it sounds like Rob Thompson has been kept up nights by some of the decisions he has made in the past.
It's what it sounded
like. He's talked about the fact that he's thought long and hard about this, so much so that, you know, like it feels similar to the way we've lamented it. Like, I do think when he says he's going to do things differently, it's because he's stayed up nights.
Well, let's be real. For him, it's got to be all the more personal because
no question
he's the one that did it.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, he can put himself in that moment and make the feel himself making the decision. I mean, we can be mad about how we felt in the moment. He's the one who chose. Like that must
Correct.
Be. I'm sure
Correct.
He thinks about it all the time.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. We'll go to John in Allentown. What's up, John?
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, John.
Hey. You know, you really don't want your team to be playing on Thanksgiving. You know that, right, John?
What do you mean?
I know the answer, John. Richie over here is behind the times with the PIAA.
The playoffs.
Tournament in the playoffs.
John should know that. He was in there. I mean,
didn't they change it, though? I don't think it used to be that way.
Certain schools became eligible that previously hadn't been, I think. They reconfigured something. I get it a little confused, but they reconfigured stuff.
I know my son dropped 6 touchdowns on Bristol High School, in the state playoffs.
He dropped 6 passes in one game?
No, he caught 6 touchdowns.
I knew what he meant. That was really funny, Joe.
John, I knew what you meant.
Right?
I know what you meant. You're saying he pulled an Al Bundy plus 2. It's impressive.
He pulled a John Ritchie, is what he did.
There you go.
6 touchdowns,
I don't think I ever did that.
On Bristol in a state playoff game, so.
Wow.
At the same time, Saquon was playing, so.
All right, John and Allentown. Hang on.
Friday night. Yeah, go ahead.
John, a trivia question for you. I'll mail you a dollar if you get it. You got to get it on one guess. Pro Football Hall of Famer, 6 touchdowns, 1 game, one of which was a punt return. Who is it? Maybe a kickoff, either a punt or a kickoff return. Who is it?
Wow, man.
You got 5 seconds. 4.
Can I answer?
3, 2, 1. No, all right, John Ritchie, not for a dollar.
Hall of Famer, he said, right?
Yep, John Ritchie.
100%
Gale Sayers. That's correct. I think he did it as a rookie.
Yeah, I thought it was John Ritchie, man. Yeah.
All right, John, what do you got for us on the Phillies, buddy?
On the hammer today, man. Jeez.
I know.
That was tough, man. Joe, I count on you to be my shining light to get through the weekend, man.
Yeah, but don't.
I know
you're in a tough predicament, John.
And then, you know, I know that the Phillies are getting ready at this point, all of us. You know, it's I was hoping you would give me
But I told you I did this for Philadelphia. Like, this was a sacrifice at the altar.
Dude, if you did it for us, man, you sounded so bad. Like, you were very
Well, that's part of the sacrifice. You think the lamb feels good when it gets slaughtered?
Good Lord. Like I said, man, Mike dropped the hammer on you, man. That's all I got to say.
He really did.
All right, John, give me an answer. I mean, a New York athlete you couldn't stand. Who do you got?
Dude, I can't stand Phil Simms. Couldn't stand him back.
You know, that's an interesting answer.
I like that answer. I do.
That's a pretty good answer right there. I would say of that group back then, he was probably the most annoying. I mean, LT didn't annoy me. Bill Parcells, I respect.
So there's another player on that team who annoyed me.
I know, but he became an Eagle, and we loved him, right?
No, I'm thinking of a different one, actually.
I was thinking you're saying Bavaro. Who you saying?
No, I'm thinking Dave Meggett.
I hated him.
He was so annoying, that little guy.
He was a great player, man.
Yeah,
he really was.
Hated him.
All right, speaking of football, let's get to our – John, you ready for the picks?
Sure.
All right, let's get to our picks for Week 5 of the National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's Weekly Football Picks.
All righty, and after 4 weeks, we've been duking it out, going back and forth here so far with our picks this year. I come in, believe it or not, now one game ahead, despite an 0-3 start week one. After my 2-1 last week, I'm 7-5. Richie with a 1-2 last week, he's 6-6. We make the turn to week five. John, give us your first selection.
I'm going a theme this week. I'm going home teams that are going to get it done.
I'm going the total opposite.
Good. That's good. The Vikings are actually good, and Sam Darnold is playing really well.
Yeah,
and their coaching is impeccable.
Did you just say he stinks?
He stinks.
He doesn't.
And
he
I haven't even watched
the Vikings are hosting.
There's no way that guy's suddenly good.
I think the Vikings are good.
He has the highest quarterback rating.
I'm with Richie. I think the Vikings are good. They're really well coached.
Good.
I know, and as soon as I turn on a game,
I think they're
going to
beat the Jets. Okay. I think the Vikings -2.5. They're hosting the Jets. They're going to get it done against a team that is loaded. That roster, the Jets roster, is amazing.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, we know how great he is, but Sam Darnold is going to beat him.
Their coach, the Jets coach, might really stink.
Disaster.
That solid guy. And James, you know my theory. The tougher looking you are, other than Vrabel and Dick
and Dan Campbell.
And Dan Campbell, with limited exceptions.
I agree with you.
Generally, there's a lot of exceptions right out the gate.
No.
No, you're right,
generally
Joe.
A rule of thumb in pro football. The greater your chance to win a fight, the lesser you are as an NFL coach. I mean it. I really do. All right. I'm going all road dogs this week. Arizona +7.5 at San Francisco. Do I believe in Arizona? I do not. But San Fran, first off, McCaffrey out, and he might be out for the year. We'll see. He's got a problem not only in one leg, but two. Do I believe in Arizona? Not at all. But I don't believe in San Francisco right now that much either. Arizona with a big spread +7.5 at San Fran.
The Patriots are hosting the Dolphins, and we know that the Dolphins have a situation without their quarterback right now. They've really struggled without their quarterback. They've really struggled figuring out a way to consistently move the ball. You know, without Tua, they are just a shadow, and the Patriots at home, they're licking their chops. They love the fact that they can get this Dolphins team, you know, against they got them where they want them right now. So I'll take the Patriots, even though they're not very good, -1.5 over the Dolphins.
All right, I thought about that one, John. My second selection, I go to the NFC East, and believe it or not, I'm picking the Giants. Look, Seattle, I don't know. We'll see. But a 6.5-point favorite for Seattle. I'm going to go with the Giants. I rarely do. The G-Men +6.5 at Seattle.
I said the Vikings are good. The Commanders are good. They're just, as much as I hate to say it, they are legitimized by the way they're coached and a young quarterback who is so precocious, so far ahead of schedule. The Commanders are hosting the Browns. The Browns were one of those teams everyone said prior to the season, man, they might do something gigantic this year. But their quarterback has been a disaster beyond disasters. Like, maybe the biggest disaster in the history of NFL quarterbacking. They got that hanging over their heads, and then they just haven't been good otherwise. The Commanders run this two-minute thing I like the hurry up thing on offense. Their defense is solid. They're just ahead of schedule. They are ahead of everyone else. You know, like we, the Eagles, with the RPO stuff, we were sort of ahead of defenses. It feels like that's where Jaden Daniels is right now.
Washington minus what?
Minus three.
Okay, and that's against who? Say that again.
Against the Browns.
Okay.
Hosting the Browns.
All right, my third selection. This is going to make the city of Philadelphia sick. Because we just went from me picking the Giants to John picking Washington. On a day when Devin is both picking the New York Mets and rooting for the New York Mets.
What?
Devin, you're
what?
Rooting for the Mets?
No, she's not. Stop it.
She's catching shrapnel.
Joe's trying to deflect here.
Some
classic to camera deflection.
You're right. I need an alliance.
You are.
I would never.
All right, I am, though, going with, and I never normally do, Dallas.
Ew.
Plus a point and a half
ew.
At Pittsburgh.
Ew.
I know it's an ew. So we as a group just went
God, I'm rooting
Giants,
against you
Washington,
this week.
Dallas. Look, I think Dallas is better than Pittsburgh. It's an important game for Dallas. You know, they need to kind of get it going here a little bit. Dallas plus the point and a half. At
we there. Need to start worrying about this Commanders team.
No, my antenna's up.
Yeah.
Another week or two, and I'll be
yeah.
taking
yeah,
it
no, it'll take a couple yeah. more weeks, and then I'm going to be concerned.
I get it. All right, let's go to Mark in Downingtown. Mark, good morning, pal.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
It's like our pleasure, Mark.
I'd like to lead off with something positive. You brought back so many good memories when you talked about your broadcasting of the Turkey Bowl. I think that is absolutely wonderful that you guys do that.
Thanks, pal.
I've attended quite a few myself, and I didn't catch all the specifics. Anyone can vote on which
school? Oh, yeah, you don't have to be from those schools. You can vote even if you're not associated with one of the schools. Get voting, 94WIP.com.
I will broadcast it to all my social media friends. And
thanks, buddy.
Before I give my sports point, I got to call you like you're the Jalen Hurts of sports trivia, man. You shine.
What's that? Not good enough?
No, you lay an egg, man. I'm embarrassed. I'm one of two public Hammer supporters, and you embarrassed me today, man.
But Mark, I told
you. You're turning on
Mark,
the Hammer.
It was a sacrifice.
And that this sacrifice.
For
not
the Phillies. The
you should be ashamed that you're trying to do this. Seriously, rethink the approach.
Lose a greater class
yeah,
and take
yeah, it. Was, please,
Mark. You don't believe that it was a sacrifice?
It's hard to buy that.
Oh, well, it's hard to say that. I agree, but I don't want to waste time on that. My Phillies point is, I think what is imperative is that we don't waste what we have in our pitching. I think we need to get early run yeah. support for the pitchers so they can kind of loosen up a little bit. I'd like to hear what you have to say about
that. Well, and it's funny, when you first said don't waste the pitching, I actually thought of it a different way. I thought you were saying when the Phillies are healthy, now maybe Rangers not fully, but you know, you got a healthy Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola and Christopher Sanchez right now. You don't know every year you're going to have that. You know, go get it while you can right now. I mean, for all we know, Zach Wheeler could miss the next postseason. You just never know. And they've got supreme starting pitching. They've got great relief pitching. They have a great opportunity to win the championship. So seize it while it's there. All right, Mark, we got to start moving faster. I got to get the drop of the week. Give me a New York athlete or coach you couldn't stand.
Mark Gastineau.
Oh, that's a pretty good answer. He was, what's the word? Two words. Horse's ass. But he was entertaining.
He was good.
So remember when he and his girlfriend, wasn't it that one of them got tattooed with the other one on the old buttocks?
Who was
the
his
old
girlfriend?
Buttocks?
I don't remember
the buttocks.
That.
Yeah, there was some girlfriend and some buttocks tattoo, but what are you going to do? All right, with that said, let's do what we do every time at this time of the week, a little drop of the week action.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall?
Drop of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com or Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. I was actually at Family and Company Jewelers last night, seeing the gang, went out to dinner with them. Great people and experts at what they do. Family and Company Jewelers, they are always South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, what do we got this week with the
All right, we actually got a lot to get to, so let's dive in. Joe, you said this, which I think could be versatile.
Well, yeah. That's because that was said by
good
CJ Gardner
Johnson. You know, whatever, it's good. All right, let's keep it rolling. Weird Noise Joe came to play.
All right. Does that make you happy?
How's this come out of your mouth?
It's like a little beep.
Yeah, it's like a...
Yeah.
Like, what is that? It's like you're like a robot or something.
I just think I got so much in the brain. Sometimes there's more going on in there that can come out in 1 second. There's a delay.
It was a blip.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Your Mutombo impression. You went for it.
Oh,
not bad.
It's not, honestly, it's not that bad. I'll give you a little credit. Not too bad. All right, let's keep it rolling. One of two Phillies rants that we have today from callers. Paul from Downingtown, our first. He didn't even know the Phillies and Mets were playing. This is prior to that being set, but he wanted the Mets.
Okay, I like it.
Strong rant from Paul. Wanted
and if
the
that
Mets.
Is the journey, that would be special.
It this would, box. Right? Yeah. And look, I mean, we haven't talked about it a lot, but just the Mets and Phillies playing for the first time ever in the playoffs, like, that is neat. All right, let's keep it rolling. We heard our caller, Darnell, new nickname. I hope Joe wrote it down. Not bad.
Not nice.
No. It's not. But it's not bad. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe Conklin, a little taste of his Nick Sirianni. Maybe just ain't the Eagles. Maybe ain't that good. Another banger from Conklin.
Yeah, it was a great song this week.
Just rips him off.
JoeConklin.com.
That's right. JoeConklin.com. All right. We love our out-of-context audio. John Ritchie, this is out of context, but you said it. I don't even know how to react. Like, I don't even know what is going on there.
I feel like when you said that, no one reacted to
it. I had like seven people text me to grab that audio when it happened. Like seven people.
Your butt's a camera. I can't see you with my butt. That's a problem. That's the quarterback's fault. That is the quarterback's fault if the lineman can't see him with his butt.
Can't see with your butt.
It's good. Good. All right.
That's not what a lot of people were thinking about.
I don't think anyone was. All right. Phil Martelli. We talked about him being one of the biggest Phillies fans you'll know. Here's a little story from Phil about just how intense he has been as a Phillies fan.
That's
awesome.
That's so good.
It's
man.
So I mean, good.
It's such a famous sequence in the history of Philadelphia sports.
Oh, totally.
And the fact that a young Phil Martelli was so fired up, he demanded a coach's job.
He called the offices and got through.
It's unbelievable.
Look, I know for the older folks listening, that's still no joking moment because, you know, that really could have been a title that year.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I get it. The past
young Phil Martelli got through. To the office.
Well, you call the ticket like office. Yeah,
that's amazing.
You can get there. All right, that's a good story.
All right, let's keep it rolling. A caller said, rest in peace to the Braves. Joe, I think you said it better. That was really good.
Thank you.
I agree with you.
I agree with me, too.
Yeah, it was good. All right, let's keep it going. A couple more. John Middleton. We heard a little bit from Middleton earlier about his fandom. Here is a great story from John Middleton about watching the Flyers win their first cup. I love
that's
it.
A great
I
story,
was not
man.
When Middleton goes.
Yeah,
I did not. Like a, that was great.
Yeah, that was a Dakota camera esque.
It was.
It was almost Howard Dean esque.
Right, a little bit.
In some ways,
bit.
Yeah.
It almost was there.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Two more. I mentioned we had two rants today. Here's the second one. Our caller Chris from Middletown talking about what's red.
That's great.
Chris
that's
went for it there.
Yeah, that's very good work by him.
Yeah, it was. All right, one more. Speaking of very good work, shout out to Mike. Whoop the Hammer's ass. We got to hear the end.
Yeah,
Mike, way to
Mike
go,
was
buddy.
Money,
John's,
Mike.
John's celebrations when you lose might rival your celebrations when you win, Joe. It's
Mike
so
was,
good. The amount of pure joy that John shows when you lose. Man. It's worth it.
Mike was a dominator.
He was awesome. He was awesome. Just,
wow.
Clearly. All right. What wins here today?
I feel like we got to give it to the two Phillies rants. Can we have a co-winner for the two callers with their Phillies rants on the eve of
best.
The playoffs? Do you think Chris is better? Just give it to
yeah,
Chris. That's
yep.
fine. I'm fine with that.
I think it's better. Chris, nice job, buddy. You've won drop of the week. All right, great to be with you on this Friday morning as we broadcast from Borgata. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Now, reminder, by the end of the show, you know, we're still looking for the best answer for the New York athlete that bothered you the most through the years. It really irritated you. Perhaps you just flat out hate him. Whoever comes up with the winning answer is going to win the Dane Cook tickets. We got a couple lines open right now, and we're going to go rapid fire at the end of the show, one after the other, try to get as many irritating New Yorkers names on the air as we can. So line up at 215-592-9494 to be a part of that. I think there is a great chance that the winning answer has not yet been set. I will just say that. Let me tell you one more thing. Speaking of saying things and hearing things, the Odyssey app is where you can hear it all. Our show, our station, all of it. And I just want to encourage you, if you missed any portion of the various interviews we had this week, which yesterday included John Middleton, Rob Thompson, and Jason Kelce all on the show, including for about 15 minutes, Rob Thompson and Jason Kelce on the show at the same time. It's all housed on the Odyssey app. So, like, go
crazy.
Check it. Like, get that thing, man. That's a legit app.
I listen every day on the app.
It's
every
amazing.
Morning,
yeah.
I'm on that app. It is very, very helpful.
You can listen
useful.
Live, or you can listen by going back to archived audio. So check it out if you get a chance. All right. Time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Also, we'll get to more of what John Middleton said yesterday about the championship quest. That soon. Right now, Dom is calling us from Philadelphia. Hi, Dom.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Dom?
Hey, how'd you do with Beat the Hammer?
So, I lost.
I love you, Dom.
I lost.
Great question.
Does that make you happy? That get your socks rolling up and down? I lost.
No. I mean, at least you and the Phillies will have that in common. The common
Wait,
thing
what are you
no,
doing?
No,
Dom, what's wrong with
no,
you?
No. You're not one of those, are you?
Losers.
The Mets fan who listens to the show. That's a DeCameraism right there. So you're a listener,
Dom?
Is that the deal?
Well, yeah, yes, I do listen. I'm an Eagles fan and a Mets fan.
Oh, come
on. How did that happen? How are you – how do you explain that?
How do you exist?
Yeah. This is like crossing the streams in Ghostbusters. Like, you just don't cross the photon-packed streams or else life – stops existing as we know it, right? Eagles,
yeah.
Mets, in the same stream?
From, Flushing Meadows, Queens, New York, and I can actually look out the window and see Shea Stadium. So I grew up Mets fan, and I love the Eagles, diehard Eagles fans, although Jalen Hurts sucks, right. You know.
Think that might be
give
defendable.
Give me your quick comment on this series.
On this series?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Zach Wheeler, he's going to do good game one, but there's going to be no offense to back it up. So sweep, sweep. It'll be easy. I mean, you guys
this,
are going to come
sweep,
out.
Sweep.
This call ain't lasting
sweep,
long.
Sweep. Ew.
Not lasting long.
Don, why is he Don, still on?
No,
you know,
Don,
you know, you know Don, hold on. I did it. I dropped him from here. That was me.
Thank
I was
you,
too long. I just cut him off. We're done.
Because he doesn't get to give us a New York athlete we don't like. He's not eligible.
Yeah.
Adam Ardmore. Adam, you're on WIP.
Well, you know what, Hammer? I was going to bust your chops this morning for your loss, but yeah. I'm going to have to redirect and go to that guy, John. Dude. Stop
His
listening to the
Don.
Show. You're the whatever. He's a loser anyway. So when you when he was going, you're a loser.
He is an Eagles fan.
You're a moron. Shut your mouth.
He's a half a loser.
You cannot, like,
no, he's a loser.
He's an idiot. All right. Well, listen. I hate the Mets with an absolute passion.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys fans, you are second fiddle to me when it comes
wow.
to how much I absolutely hate.
All right, Adam, tell me why. I mean, I don't like him either, but what if for you takes it to that level, or for you it's above the Cowboys thing?
Do you know when you have an itch that you can't scratch it and you just want to rip your skin off?
Yeah,
it's
I scratch it anyway, but yeah,
it's
go ahead.
It's their faces. Mets fans, their faces look like that area between your sack and your butthole. That's what they
all
look
right,
like.
All right, all right, all right. Seltzer, knock that off.
Now, listen, I'm sorry,
Adam,
but I absolutely I can't stand them. And if I was drinking and
yeah,
they were
rein
on
it
fire,
in, Adam. Control yourself, buddy.
I hate them that much. I can't stand. I mean, they're the biggest pains in the backside that I've ever met in my entire life. They're a bunch of fourth graders because anybody from New York, I mean, come on, you got the Mets, Jets, and the Nets. Like, you can't come up with anything else besides rhyming, you bunch of losers. Phillies are going to dominate these guys. We
all right, Adam. I'm expecting Adam. I'm expecting a spectacular answer from you on a New York athlete or coach you didn't like.
Well, it was somebody that when I grew up, he actually has ties with the area, and I absolutely would smack him in the face with a puck every time he lifted his glove up, and that's Mike Richter.
Richter,
ooh, you know, a Germantown Academy kid.
I didn't mind Richter. I actually met him way back in the day because he was good friends with my cousin. I respected Richter. He was, I mean, there were other dudes on that team I didn't like. Richter,
even though you were a Penn Charter kid at one point, right?
Yeah, but this is even before that. I was very young.
Because, you know, the whole rivalry there, you know?
He was good friends with my cousin.
I never thought about the Mets, Jets, Nets thing. Like, that is. I've never considered
this. And the Islanders used to be, like, thrown in, too, back in the day.
But that is kind of, I don't know, kind of neat the way that
well,
works.
They're also the second fiddle team up there in that town.
That's
they all
very
are,
true,
all
too.
Four
you're right.
Yankees,
you're right.
It's
that's
a Yankees,
yeah.
Giants.
Absolutely. No,
Rangers,
I lived in a hotel
Knicks, yep.
in Manhattan for a week, like Monday through Friday for a year, and that was absolutely the story. Those teams were the, I don't know, whatever you'd call it, the stepson or
that's
whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And the fact that they all line up like that, they all sound the same, it's never been a consideration. That clearly was intentional.
Do you know
and
that?
I didn't realize it.
Do you know in Pittsburgh that the teams all have the same colors?
Yes,
wow.
I was aware of that.
What a fun fact.
That seems
Devin, do you know that?
Hard to miss.
I didn't until you just told
me. Steelers, Pirates, and
Penguins.
Yes, they do. They're
orange.
All black and yellow.
What do you mean orange?
Not orange.
You said
orange? Not
orange,
black and yellow.
You
said
orange?
He did. Oh, man.
You think the Steelers are orange?
What?
Listen, guys, I lost Pete the Hammer.
Can a guy make a mistake?
The Pirate, the orange.
Losing it today.
You, like, jump on people when they make mistakes, but when you
all
make
right.
a mistake, you're like, leave
well,
me alone, guys.
It's so rare, James. It's so rare. All right, John Middleton wants a championship. He wants it bad. He talked yesterday to us on the show in the morning about, obviously, the Phil's aiming for a title.
John, how much does winning a championship mean?
pretty much everything. I said on the show years ago, when Angelo asked me, I said, "You know what? I'm going to either win a title or I'm going to die trying." And you know, I hope, you know, that when the time I said that many years ago, I think people kind of were like, "Okay, show me." I mean, I understand that, and I hope the people today would say, "You know, okay, you've put your money where your mouth is," and we're going all out. I mean, it's maximum effort every day, so it matters. It matters hugely to me. Look, I see this personally as a huge part of my legacy. You know, I want to win. I want to be remembered 50 years from now as a great owner. Owners aren't the part. They, you know, the players are baseball. To quote that a line from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of Lost Ark, you know, Indy, you and I are just passing through history. You know, the arc, it's history. The World Series title, the players who deliver it, they're history. I'm just passing through, but I want to pass through and leave something indelible.
Look, he's an incredibly, very, very competitive person. Very competitive, and I like that a lot. Let's go to Vince. He's calling from Springfield. Hi, Vince.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Great, Vince.
So, here's the problem with the ticket situation. And I'm going to tell you, I have two partial plans, okay?
Yep.
Prior to last year, you had partial plans. They would give you, I have two seats. So I would get two seats, two games each round, okay?
Okay.
And what happened was all of a sudden, and then what they would do is we'd get those, then they would send an email out to season ticket holders and say, do you want another, you know, set for this round? So all of a sudden last year they changed it to only get one ticket around for season. So this happened way back in September. I noticed immediately the secondary market was flooded with tickets. Okay? Now they come up with this lottery system. I know people who haven't been to a single game this year. I've been to over 40 games. At given tickets to the lottery and have no interest in going. They're going on the secondary market. Who's going to gobble them up? The Mets fans. We can't stop it. This is the Phillies' fault. They should be taking care of the Phillies fans, okay? They should be letting us, Phillies fans, buy tickets. Instead, I had to go on secondary market, pay through the nose to get tickets because I've never missed a postseason game.
Yeah.
Okay?
Look, Vince, here's my first – okay, Vince, I hear your thing. So I'm not too familiar with it. I hear what you're saying on the circumstances. So it is possible that the Phillies' objective, if everything you say is true, was to try to give more Phillies fans the chance to see a playoff game. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Candidly, I'd have to think about it more and I'd have to know about it more. But it's bad luck. It's bad luck that it's the Mets instead of any number of other teams it could have been. And there will be more Mets fans. And look, if their Phillies were facing the Brewers, there'd be six fans in there that are Brewers fans, like six.
Correct.
There's going to be thousands of
Correct.
Mets fans. That stinks. You know,
it's going to make it miserable.
It's great for Major League Baseball, though.
We're
that
gonna
demand.
Have to listen
to them. And it's going to suck. Like, it's going to suck how many Mets fans are there. No matter how you cut
right.
it, we're going to be infuriated.
It's going to be annoying for us, okay? And I'm talking about Mark. Was flooded back on September 9th with tickets. So clearly, these aren't the people that go all year long. These are people that are just looking to make a buck. So, yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, now we're going to have to sit and look at these Mets fans who, by the way, say, what's with the Mets fans? You know what? They all look alike. They all have that same North Jersey look, and I can't stand it. I already told my
Well,
son,
one of them just walked right by us.
Sure did.
Devin, how about that guy that just walked right by us?
Okay, so earlier
in the show. Can I just permanently hold my fingers up? Like,
earlier,
in preparation for guys like that?
Earlier in the show, there was a woman who walked by in an Alonzo Mets jersey, and I thought she was going to say something to us. She didn't. She looked at us. I think, Joe, you were talking when she walked by, and this other guy walked by, no Mets gear on, but just goes, let's go Mets, and it took everything in me to not yell back at him. I just shook my head.
The problem for Devin is she just said three dirty words on the air that
what?
Can now be played back for years to come.
What?
What'd you just say, Devin?
OMG.
What'd you just say, Devin?
Well, we've heard you say it, Joe.
Devin, I didn't say OMG.
Devin, what did you just say?
You know what you said.
No, she doesn't.
You really don't know what you said?
I didn't say it like that.
You said it, though.
I didn't say it like a Mets fan.
But we can hear it like that.
Oh, my.
We can totally hear it.
Joe is just trying to push the I'm a Mets fan narrative.
And Wechter can amplify the audio and make it.
Wechter, please do not do that. Please don't do that.
I think it's probably done.
All right, listen, Vince, I hear your frustration. Like I said, I'd have to know a little bit more. But clearly there's going to be thousands of Mets fans down there. That's obvious. Vince, give me an answer.
I'll tell you.
A New York player or coach.
I got an answer for you. I got an answer for you, and it starts from his feet on up. Those stirrups, when he gets a walk, when he gets a hit, hit by a pitch, the way he runs down to first, that's Brandon.
I can't believe it took this long for that guy to come up. I hate him.
No, I don't
know.
Like
his grandma died last night, right prior to the game. Yeah.
Well, I just said I hate him. Did you have to bring that up right there, John? All right, come on.
No need for that.
Good Lord. All right, let's get to Time's Yours. We do it every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Now, again, make sure you line up. By the end of the show, 215-592-9494. We're looking for the ultimate New York athlete or coach that you couldn't stand. Because I'm telling you, there's still big answers out there. All right. In the meantime, let's do Time's Yours. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hammer, I'm ready. Game ended. Mets win. Cool. Polar Bear Alonzo comes up, jumping around like a maniac. Bring them here. The bank is going to be popping Saturday. We want them. Bring the Mets on. Let's go! Go Phil,
that's good.
Baby! Woo! That's
a good start on Time's Yours. I like it.
I'm not afraid of the Mets. This is our year. This is our year. We're going to get after it. We're rested. We're ready to go. This team is chomping at the bit, and we're going to take down whoever gets in our way. Let's go Fightin's Baseball.
All right, two for two. Keep it rolling.
Everyone's looking at this wrong. The Phils don't have to play the Mets. The Mets have to play the Phils. They're acting like they just won their own World Series. Now it's time for the Phils to win their World Series and bring that trophy back home. Let's go, boys.
Okay. People are on a roll. This is good.
Mike! Mike with the leadoff home run to start the weekend, baby! Woo! Hammer goes down! What a fool! Time's yours. Go, Phil.
What
a fool, he said.
What a fool. Guys, I sacrificed myself at the altar for the Phillies to win the World Series. I'm a fool for sacrificing myself?
I can't believe he called you a fool. Well, I didn't think it was that foolish.
He's the fool for not realizing what I did, the sacrifice
I made. I think it's foolish that you're pretending that you intentionally lost.
Ava Graham is here. Ava, do you believe me that I lost on purpose and beat the hammer today to sacrifice myself?
She didn't even let you finish the sentence.
At the altar for the Phillies to win the World
Series.
Ava.
Yeah. Excuses.
I heard it on the way down.
Loser!
No, you know what? It was so annoying. It was so annoying to hear you say, oh, I did it on purpose because of the Phillies. You know, I did it to help out the
Ava, I think it was one of his worst performances of all time.
It was,
he
actually.
Hemmed and hawed, didn't really get out but one answer against the guy who dominated so completely.
We
he got all five
that,
right
though.
For the most part.
4-1 loss? That might be one of your worst losses
lopsided,
ever.
As lopsided as it's ever been. Joe, you might want to hang it up.
Well, either that or I did Philadelphia service. Thank you.
Okay.
Well. Looks like you got a loss that you haven't had in quite some time, Joe. I got a question. What's runner? October, or you're Heine from getting spanked.
You got your ass kicked. Look, the good thing is it's less red than it was a couple years ago, and I had that rash for 3.5 years and didn't know it.
Man. So much information.
At least there's
been my Lord. A rash for 3.5 years.
3.5 years and didn't know it. That was the problem.
What the heck's going on out here?
All right. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-2.
That's how you know I'm telling the truth without losing to Pete the Hammer. Who would admit to a 3.5-year rash when they don't have to?
Well, the fact that you didn't know about
it. You would, Joe.
That seems problematic. Like, so did it itch and hurt?
Stop, John.
You should have
noticed. We need to rein this in.
Is that a problem?
Stop. Yes, guy. Richie really always gross. Goes into interrogation.
Well, to be fair, you open
like
the door. Like, it's not like he comes from nowhere. You open the door and then he runs through.
I opened the door, but I didn't open the
children. Like, little babies have rashes. That's the only thing I can think of. It's like babies wear diapers, so they have rashes. Why did you, as an adult man, have a rash on that part of your body for 3.5 years? It doesn't make any sense at all. What were you doing?
Well, there's not about doing. There's the fact that I went to multiple doctors and no one identified it.
Here, I got it. Ready? Richie, this is the answer.
I feel like a world-class doofus right now.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. By the way, James, I would like to propose something. Mm-hmm. Start of the regular season, as a tradition, we've played Harry Callis's High Hopes at the end of our show.
Yes, we have.
I would like to propose, with the start of the postseason for the Phillies tomorrow, at the end of today's show, we play Harry Callis's High Hope. Does that work for you?
No brainer.
Okay, good.
I love it.
Good.
Is that a jinx, though?
No, it's
no, we haven't done it. We haven't won the World Series yet. We may as well try something different this year.
Okay. And the point is, we have high hopes.
There's a bird in here.
There is a bird.
There's a bird right in the lobby.
There is a bird.
Hold up.
Flitting about a bird.
A
tiny little bird.
Right,
a sparrow.
Yeah, there's like
literally
birds.
All right, let's move fast. We got a lot to get to.
Joe's like, I got
to
get out of here.
Yeah, I got to go. Let's go. Brian in Delaware. Brian, go ahead, buddy.
I need the music, gentlemen.
Game of Thrones? Oh, wow.
What happened to the Philadelphia Phillies fans I used to know? What happened to the spirit? What happened to the guts, huh?
It's here! The spirit and guts are here!
This could be the best series of our life, but you're going to make it the worst. You think we're going to lose to the Mets? Oh, we're going to be rusty from the layoff. Oh, Rangers' arms hurt. Well, not me. From here on, the New York Mets can kiss my ass. Francisco Lindor, dead. Pete Alonso, dead. The Grimmins, dead. OMG, dead. This is our time. It's Red October. Let's go, Phillies!
Well done, Brian. Well done, sir. All right, Brian, you got a shot to win the prize. Give me the athlete in New York you hate it the most. He's gone.
Oh, you didn't, right, didn't want anything else. He was just ready to bring it.
He just dropped the
mic. We got to turn too quickly.
Did he include Grimace in there? Except not Grimace. Dead!
All right, here we go. Charles in Wilmington. Charles, who'd you hate the most?
Warminster.
Charles?
My bad. You said Wilmington. Threw me off. Thanks for that jackpot.
It says Wilmington. Charles, do me a favor. Give me an answer, buddy.
Taiwan Walker. He torments us to this day.
Taiwan.
That's
Walker.
Funny.
That's funny. All right, let's keep it moving fast. We're looking for the athlete in New York that you hated the most, athlete or coach, we're turning to right now. Tom, give me an answer.
Jeremy Shockey.
Bang.
Big answer.
That's a
huge one. Been waiting for it all show. Bill is with us. Bill, what do you got?
Yeah, the original, Ron Duguay from the Rangers.
Big answer right there.
That is a
very
big answer.
Very big
yeah.
answer. Yup, and he was married to the supermodel. Who was that? I can't remember. Dave in North Philly. Dave, who'd you hate?
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh,
big answer.
The one.
Another.
That's the one.
Another big answer. Yeah. We got another Dave. Dave, who'd you hate?
The Apocalypse. He coached the Jets, the Giants, the Cowboys, and New England. Bill Parcells.
That was a good sell of it.
That's an amazing combo. Right. Problem is, I kind of liked it when he was with the Jets and Giants.
He's a good coach.
Well,
really great
coach. All right, here's what we got. We got Parcells. We got Ron Duguay. We got Shockey. We got Ty Domi. I do think of him more as a Maple Leaf, though. Mm-hmm. We have Tiki Barber, Wally Backman, Lenny Dykstra as a Met, Phil Simms. Now, there's others. Nemo, it's another one. Some of the other ones said not the biggest and best answers. What do we think? All right, Devin, what resonates most with you?
Jeremy Shockey.
That's big.
I hated him.
That's big.
A-Rod.
I was waiting
A-Rod.
For that one all show.
John, you're going A-Rod.
I think
but A-Rod never played for a team that was like an enemy.
He beat the Phillies in the World Series.
He
beat the Phillies in the World Series. He hit a home run.
It wasn't like we dealt with
him. No, Hideki Matsui was a lot worse in that series.
All right, James, what's your
answer? I'm voting for Shockey either way.
I'm voting for Shockey. I think it's the right answer. I think Jeremy Shockey is the right answer. Although I'm very tempted to vote for Tiki Barber. Who was missed here, James? I mean, a lot was covered by the end. Eli was not said.
Eli, that is a massive one.
Eli should have been said.
Eli should have been said.
And Coughlin was a little annoying, too. I respected him, but he was a little annoying. All right. Let's take it out with high hopes. Harry Callis, he was there when the Phillies won the World Series in 08. We hope they win it again this year. Enjoy the playoffs, everyone. I mean this sincerely. I do think the Phillies are going to beat the Mets. I think it'll be a close series, though. It's going to be tight and tough. But enjoy it as best we can, hopefully all the way through into early November when the Phillies win the World Series. And thanks to everyone from Borgata today, we got very, very high hopes.